Matt Kolaske as Tom Cruise. Module 2. The next operation will strengthen the connection between your outer and inner geographies. Remember, this process foremost begins and ends with the generosity of the soul and the imagination of the mind. You must at all times allow your heart and your head to divine your actions. These are the eternal tectonics that must motivate the Pangea of liberation. It must be hewn, stolen, purged from the dystopia of form and the OD. Keep pure of heart. Be good. Let the inner propel and navigate. Let your unconscious be your guide. You must feel the inner locomotion of your spirit. However, this must be felt not only in isolation, but also with the totality of energies that engulf you. The energy that comprises your mind and soul is the same energy that flows just beneath the surface of your visible environment. Your shaman is only a quantity of energy and feeling, and an infinite quantity of energy and feeling. A cloud lost in a cloud. Subsequently, it is of the utmost importance to comprehend this community if our goal is at some point to join. Just as amputees retain a spectral memory of their lost limb, you must work to regain a connection with the totality of energy that is rightly at the essence of your spirit, but is sequestered by the impurities of form. This exercise will strengthen the bond between your inner energies and the nexus in which they rightly belong. First, attain a small piece of sculpting clay. Start with an amount no larger than a marble. Again, it is essential that these maneuvers be conducted within the sanctity of the space. Place the clay on a flat surface 14 to 20 inches away from you. Use the fullness of your soul to motivate the knowledge within your mind. Let all perceived boundaries evaporate, and let the momentum of your soul actuate on both your energy and the energy of the clay that was previously held at a distance. Now, affect the clay as you might affect your pinky finger or your eyebrow. You will soon discover that the limitations of the OD are hindrances and byproducts of form, and that they are no consequence once an understanding of energy and a communion of mind and soul has taken place. With dedicated practice, this reunification will grow in ease and durability. Like myself, you will soon be able to express your connection within the totality of energy by means that may have appeared radical before. Gesturing with the communal energy of objects in the OD, moving, sculpting, levitating, or synthesizing, the veneer of impure form will become evidence of a deep consciousness emanating from a burgeoning and powerful mind and soul. Soon the clarity of comprehension and confusion will wash over you. The delineation of your energy and all energy will be an obsolete mark in an inconsequential plane. Enraptured by pure love, will,